Gustavo Gimeno, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO. Wonderful to see you in person.
Thank you very much. Pleased to see you and pleased to be here. And yeah, very happy to be in Toronto and to realize we are resuming activities the way we remember those and remember how things were, you know, a couple of years ago. So really thrilled to be here in all senses.
And we discussed previously the rich and dynamic programming for this season. And coming up this week, an exciting program in many ways. First of all, the soloist, one of this year's spotlight artists, is pianist Yuja Wang, and she'll be with the orchestra this week for the Canadian premiere of a new work by Magnus Lindberg. And I'd like to talk about the piece in a moment, but first, Yuja Wang, she's among the world's most sought-after soloists at the moment. What makes her so compelling?
Well, it's a unique personality. You can't imitate or replace her. She's unique. She has extraordinary talent, what she can do with the piano. It's amazing. She's really a very serious artist, more than what some people think. I've been with her. Actually, happens to be the soloist I've worked the most with. It's just a coincidence, but we have done a couple of tours together, and therefore means many concerts and traveling, and we have been in with Luxembourg Philharmonic on tour, but we also in Tanglewood, in Houston, opening season. Yeah, many different places. So we get to know each other quite well. She's extraordinary. And I realize also from having done not only Liszt, but also Tchaikovsky, Mozart, and talking about music, being with her, you realize that she takes this profession so serious. I realize that she's very experienced, but young. She's searching. She searches herself. She's searching repertoire. She wonders if she's in the right path or doing the right thing. She's open to comments, but sometimes she's determined and clear about this is the way I want it. And you realize that she's really a real artist in the sense of the word, really wondering and searching and discovering and I think growing even. But she's extraordinary pianist and obviously irreplaceable.
Well, to add to the excitement of the presence of Yuja Wang, she's going to be performing the Canadian premiere of Finnish composer Magnus Lindberg's Piano Concerto No. 3, of which the TSO is a co-commissioning partner with five other orchestras. Now, this seems extraordinary to me. I know co-commissions happen all the time, but I've never seen one on such a scale with six different partners, really an international collaboration. How did this come about?
We all wanted a bit of it. We all wanted a piece of this commission, which is part of our activities. We have activities like Explore the Score. We have the celebratory preludes with very short pieces by very young composers of Toronto. We have premieres and commissions of next generation composers, but also international composers. And part of it is the co-commissions with other great institutions, with great tradition, and we didn't want to miss it. I don't remember exactly now what was the starting point of this, but one thing is for sure, the TSO has a relationship with Magnus Lindberg. We do have a relation with Yuja also prior to me being music director here in Toronto, but I also know her from other situations. And therefore, this is in a way like a circle closing where all ingredients come in the same place together, and we are all thrilled to be here for this premiere. By the way, I also happened to conduct, which is a coincidence, but I did conduct the European premiere of the second piano concerto by Lindberg a few years ago with Jeffin Brofman. So yeah, it feels like we all know each other, but this and we all have a relationship, but this is going to be a unique collaboration. And she premieres it in San Francisco Symphony right 1 week before coming to Toronto. So it's going to be, it's very fresh performance of this new concerto. Very much looking forward.
Well, just to let our listeners in on who the other partners are, San Francisco Symphony, who you mentioned, also the Philharmonie de Paris, the NDR Elbphilharmonic Orchestra of Hamburg, New York Philharmonic as well, and the China National Center for the Performing Arts. Magnus Lindberg must be amazing. Tell us a bit about his music.
Yeah, it's a wonderful composer, and that's not a surprise. Music by Lindberg is daring, but very practical, very experienced. It has definitely a very clear rhythmical appeal, but it's music which is honest. He doesn't try to represent anything, whether modernity or to break with the past for the sake of it, also not following clearly a tradition. And in that sense, he's very much honest and very, very conscious of what works nowadays in symphonic orchestras, which is also an aspect which is important to consider, practicality of it. We come together for 3 days with double sessions of rehearsals, but should be accessible music for the players, something which we can understand and we can play, which is technically demanding, but not so demanding that we disengage. We actually can engage with the music. And I think the same for the audiences. I think it's accessible, but very strong, and yeah, not trying one thing or another, just being himself and the music itself. It's in peace with itself. It feels honest contemporary music to me, and really fantastically written and very clear for me as a conductor to realize immediately of what he wants. So yeah, it's one of the greatest composers of our times, together with George Benjamin or Abrahamsen, really some of the composers which are known to the TSO. But it's great to have new challenges now also immediately right after the pandemic, to have already a premiere and a Canadian premiere and a co-commission with other important institutions.
This has been paired with Bruckner's Sumptuous Symphony No. 4, the Romantic. And Bruckner's symphonic realm is so vast, you really get to dive in deep with the orchestra in this one. And I'm wondering what you're looking forward to working on Bruckner with the TSO.
I do love Bruckner. I must say it's something I didn't know 10 years ago. I enjoyed some bits of it as a listener, some others I didn't really understand. The more I study it, the more I love it. Is one the way Bruckner talks with sound about the beyond, the spirituality, the transcendental. It's in a very unique, original way, which no one other composer tells about in such a way. What that does to you as a performer, it's extraordinary. That's why I'm not surprised that all conductors do conduct Bruckner, because it's spiritually, it's an incredible experience. Of course, as a music director of an orchestra, you want to do many different things, from Schubert, Mozart or Haydn, to a premiere, to a Mahler symphony, to Russian music, etc. And that includes late Romantic repertoire and Germanic repertoire. I think it's important for our education. I do love the music. It's a composer I have not approached yet with the TSO, but there will be in the future a regularity, not per se every season, but I'm sure every 2 seasons I'd like to do a Bruckner symphony. I'm very much looking forward to share my love for this music and my ideas of it with the musicians. And for my surprise, I discovered a couple of years ago that maybe Mahler is very popular in North America and Bruckner not as much. It's also a composer I would like to build up a relation with here in Toronto, and to find our own trajectory, not only with Mahler, but also with Wagner or Bruckner, and of course other composers. But this is part also of a longer plan of what I think my work and my activities together with the TSO should be. So it's actually thinking of an important part of the repertoire, but also thinking of our relationship and our growth together. So it's 2 worlds in one program. One modern concerto by Lindbergh, but then you really go to a totally different world in the second half of the concert. But exactly that contrast, it felt like right to me. These are the 2 clearly differentiated halves in this concert, and I wanted to approach Bruckner as soon as I could, and maybe the Romantic Symphony, if not the most accessible also for the audience, I think is one of the most. Not extremely long, and also the development sections are not extremely long either, and I think it's very enjoyable for everyone, but it's going to be the starting point of our relationship doing Bruckner here in Toronto together.
And back to the subject of new music, the TSO's acclaimed Explore the Score session is back on that same weekend, October 22nd. And this is where the TSO reads through works by budding composers. And for many, it's their first opportunity to hear their works played by a professional orchestra. So incredible for them to have it all led by such an ardent advocate for contemporary music. What's this experience like for you, this smorgasbord of brand new music by new voices?
It works in many directions and really does influence us, inspire us in many different ways. I think we all realize that we are playing a meaningful role in the development of those people or those young composers. It is as well for us a chance to discover new voices and to help them develop. It's also for the composer, I think, like a laboratory, wonderful laboratory where you feel protected, but actually you hear your music played by top musicians like the TSO. But also it's not only the playing, it's the attitude of the musicians. We, the TSO, takes these sessions so seriously. We play the piece through, it's rehearsed, we comment with the composer, is this what you want? Is there something else you would like? What about this? Do you hear enough of that? Any other remark? We play again through. Then we meet in a room with the library, with players of the orchestra, with our affiliate composer, with myself, and we comment details or aspects which can be developed. And it's, I think, very enriching experience. In the end, it makes us all feel proud about having realizing that we are playing, that education is an important part of our activities. So you realize in the end, in a complete season from playing Bruckner or bringing a world premiere to having explored the score session, it's all connected and it's enriching to all of us. But definitely in the end, I think we feel proud because I think we are being meaningful in many different ways, including education and helping young composers developing. So it's, I think, in a way, luxurious to the composers, but it's great that they have this chance. And also for us, it's inspiration. So it's I myself feel very proud to realize some of those activities are part of the DNA of the orchestra, but I'm happy to take it from there and hopefully to develop even further.
Well, we look forward to hearing all of this work that you have ahead with the TSO. Gustavo Jimeno, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.